Amen. I hope you can sing that in your heart tonight. God's been good to me. Amen. And we don't have anything to complain about in Central Florida other than traffic. Amen. God is good. Amen. And it's good to be a member of Landmark Baptist Church. And God's blessed us with a great pastor. God's blessed us with great people. I've been blessed with a great heritage in my life, amen, a great family, and I'm just thankful. He gave me a book, amen, that could tell me how to live right and how to walk right, and just, man, how blessed have we been, amen. We could just go on, and on top of that, I'm just going to live eternally, amen. I'm never going to die, amen, and it's not hard to get on the blessed side of life when you think of it that way, is it? We have a couple preachers with us tonight that we know pretty well, and we've got a couple young men with microphones down here. A preacher asked me to kind of just orchestrate or just kind of lead a little bit tonight and some Thanksgiving testimonies if we could. But if I could get Brother Noblet and Brother McCormick, if you could come up here tonight, and the preacher wanted to just give, if you could give us a couple minutes of just a report, as my preacher would say it, or just a Thanksgiving testimony from your place, and we'd appreciate that, and then we'll get these men started. One of you head up to the balcony, and we'll start there tonight. So you in the balcony, get ready, all right? We, you know, you thought you were hiding, but we're going to start up there with a Thanksgiving testimony tonight. Thank you, brother.
Good to see everyone. Made it in this few minutes ago from Crestline, Ohio. Been at Heritage Baptist Church there since 2002, and I came down just to see family. It was 20 years ago today, about this same exact time, my wife made the greatest decision of her life. She said, "I do," right here at the pulpit here behind Landmark Baptist Church, and been 20 years of marital bliss ever since. And six kids later, and we left Landmark here in 2002 again to go to Heritage Baptist Church after spending time in the Christian school. And God has been so good to us, and appreciate that song, and that's my life's testimony right there. We have our kids in the school there at the town that we live in. I coach on the basketball team there, and we have a Bible club that my 16-year-old Jacqueline's very instrumental in, and we appreciate that so very, very much. Just one last thing, I'd like to thank God so much. My one-year-old, we spread our children out. We have six kids, three girls, three boys. We have Jordan that's 19, and Braxton Cardale, he's 1 year old. And we spread them out. And some of you know, have me on Facebook. On October the 28th, I got home from bus visitation, me and my 16-year-old. And all of a sudden, I hear my wife yelling and Jacqueline yelling behind her. It wasn't like the ordinary yell. And all of a sudden, they were running in, and Jacqueline says she yelled Drano. And he got into some liquid Drano, some commercial stuff. And the Lord just kind of intervened there. And he had put it in his mouth, but there was no signs of anything in his mouth, throat, stomach, or whatsoever. And we rushed him to the emergency room. They took him to Children's Hospital in Columbus, and there was, again, nothing, anything with the mouth or throat or stomach, but he did get a bunch on his hand. And they got third-degree burns, and they got all the way down to the bone. And we were sitting there for a week or so, and had a surgery, and no skin grafts. We praise God for that. Several folks have come naturally saying, "Oh, I'm so sorry about that, but I just praise God that he intervened, that he's still with us here." And we do serve a great, great God, and he's good. He's good all the time. And thank you, Brother Parsons.
Well, I tell you what, that was, what a blessing. Man, praise the Lord for watching over your little one. Man, I tell you what, the Lord watches over us all the time. And I believe a lot of times we don't even realize when he protects us, our children, our family, even while we're traveling, and just day by day, and protects us. When we get to heaven, and the Lord tells us all the time that he spared us, and even things that happened that maybe aggravated us, but God let them happen to protect us, we're going to be so thankful. Man, what a beautiful job on that song. Man, I've heard that song quite a few times. I've never heard it as sung as well, and what a blessing. I tell you what, those words, just if they just can't get a hold of your heart, I'm telling you, what a blessing. We are so blessed. And I am so thankful for God's goodness and so thankful for my wife. And of course, she was saved here at Landmark way back, I think around 1975 or so, shortly after Brother Carter had come when it was still First Missionary Baptist Church. And of course, her mom and dad and her started coming, well, I guess when he'd only been here a couple years as pastor, and then started dating Kim in 1981 in Bible college, and came and was married here in 1984 and worked on staff for a while and so forth. And but we've been in Dothan, Alabama for 26 years, a little bit over that, and it's hard to believe it's been that long in some ways, but we cannot thank you folks here at Landmark enough, and Brother Mickey Carter and his dear wife, and you folks here have been so kind to us. And it seems like every time we come, we only get to come maybe once or twice a year, and usually it's on a Wednesday night. But used to be we knew everybody real good, but some of you folks have been here for years and years. We know you well, but if you've come in the last few years, we probably don't know you maybe at all or very little. But I tell you what, I wish everybody could understand what a blessing Landmark Baptist Church has been to our family and to our church. And actually, our first two buildings, our first auditorium and our first fellowship hall and classroom building, folks from Landmark came all the way to Dothan, almost 400 miles, and helped us build both of those buildings. And not to mention all the things that Landmark has done for us through the year. And you folks have been so kind. And man, Brother Carter has just always been a blessing and such an encouragement to us. I could tell you so many stories, but I want everybody else to have a chance to give testimonies too, and I want to take all the time. So I just say that I praise the Lord for this church and for Brother Carter, and I appreciate Brother Parsons. Appreciate you so much, brother. And last time we came, last spring, we got to spend a little time with him, and he was a blessing to us and our group from our church. And but I tell you what, I'm so thankful for my salvation, above all, that I'm going to heaven. I'm thankful for, of course, like I said, Brother Carter, this church, you folks here, and I'm thankful for my family, thankful for God taking care of us and our church in Dothan, Alabama, and all the goodness of God to us there. And I thank God for our nation. Thank God for the freedom we have. Thank God for the miracle, I believe a truly Red Sea miracle he wrought in our country just 2 weeks ago yesterday. I believe God heard the prayers of his children and gave us great deliverance. And we just need to keep on praying for our country like never before. As 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, to humble ourselves, to pray, seek God's face, turn from our wicked ways. As God's people, that's the only hope for our nation. But I tell you, we are so blessed, like the song that was just sung, and for our freedoms, for our liberties, for our family, for our church, and for our health, and just on and on we could go. And I tell you what, I just pray that all of us will truly be thankful, not just at Thanksgiving time, but all year long, every day. But we love y'all. We thank you so much for your prayers, and we pray for y'all a lot. And I pray for Brother Carter. Believe me, I pray for him a lot. And just so thankful for him and for you folks here at Landmark. And so thank you for allowing me to give this testimony. And we're glad to be able to be with you all tonight.
Amen. All right. We're going to, if you have just a thankfulness, a testimony, maybe something God's done for you, or just something you want to be thankful for. This is a good time. We had a sweet time in our college chapel just the other day with some testimonies, and what a blessing it is when God's people just stand up and give testimonies to what God's done for them and then through them. And I just tell you, I'm thankful again for the election, brother. What a blessing that was. Amen. To see what God has done, and I just can't wait to see what God's going to do in our country if God's people just, we talk a lot about old-time religion, and I like to see it, amen, but I'd like to see old-time America come back, amen. I'd like to see some of that as well, and that might turn into some old-time religion, amen, on some other people's part as well, but we'll just stick it out. Is there somebody in the balcony or anywhere in the building? We got a mic here, and we got one in the back. Just to upraise hand, and they'll run to you. Just try to take a couple minutes if you would. And I see one here on the floor level right down here, Brother Tyler, if you'll get that. And
I'm so thankful to have the Lord Jesus Christ as Amen. My Savior, as my friend. Amen. I'm thankful for his mercy, his goodness, his grace. He's always been so kind to me. And secondly, I'm thankful for the best friend of my life, my wife, and she's my friend. She's my counselor. She spends a lot of time being my nurse, and she's just the most godly woman that I know, and I'm thankful that God put us together. Then third, I'm thankful for Landmark Baptist Church family. I'm thankful for all of you who pray for me, and all of you who are here. This is a church of faith. This is a giving church. It's a sacrificial church, and it's a praying church.
Amen.
And we have seen answers to God's prayers over and over again. And then last, I'm thankful for my pastor.
Amen.
I'm thankful that I have a man of God.
Amen.
And that we can say he is a man of God.
Amen.
And that we can trust him, and that he's at the helm of the ship and leads us in the way that we ought to go.
Amen.
I'm so thankful to our God and Savior.
Amen. Somebody else. I saw another hand right here behind you, Brother Tyler. Mark, Dr. Nixon raised his hand, but just slightly.
Right here on the front row. I thank the Lord for my salvation. And just this evening, I was on my way to pick up Sister Cecilia for church, and I saw my indicator come on for air. That's all I knew. And so I pulled in the gas station by 30th Street and Hinson here, and I wasn't sure if they had an air pump, but thankfully I saw this man. He was talking to this woman, and I said, "Sir, do you know how to put air in the car?" And he said, "Yes, just pull over there." So his mom, it was his mom, but I didn't know then, she said, "He'll help you." So he got out and had a gauge, checked the air, and then she said, "You don't have to put money in the air pump. He has a compressor, and he will give you free air." And he did, and sent me on my way. I was going to give them a $20. He said, "Nope, you will not take it." And his mom said, "I raised my children like that. And you go on to church." And I said, "Thank you so much. Thank God. And happy Thanksgiving." Amen. Now, I have another Thanksgiving prayer. And that is, I thank the Lord that this year I was able to sell my house. Amen. And thankful to Brother Parsons and Pastor Carter. Amen. And they engineered all the gentlemen for me to move me. Amen. And I'm just so blessed.
Dr. Nixon?
You know, as Tiffany was singing about the goodness and blessings, there is no way in this world for us to understand the goodness of God and the blessings. If I can do this quickly, most of you know I've been here 37 years, and I once told Pastor Carter that God was in charge, but he was the man. Amen. When I came here, I was not right with God. I got right with God, and I had surrendered to preach when I was 17, but I was kicked out of Bible college when I was 18. And so I joined the Army, and I had surrendered to preach. And so when I got right with God, he made it quite obvious that I was to teach. And I taught here at the high school for 25 years and at the college for 5. And then I tried to retire, and God said no. And he sent me to the Armed Forces Baptist Missions Board, and I was called to preach in churches in Korea and Italy and Chicago. I got ordained at age 70. And why would God do that for a man who didn't do what he was supposed to do to start with? And then it got time for me to try and retire. And my boss told me, "No, you can't retire. You're going to die one of my missionaries." And so now I'm in nursing homes. If you knew me in high school, I was not a tender, loving man. I was a good teacher, I think. I taught algebra and geometry and all that good stuff. But God has given me a heart for the people in nursing homes. And they need your help and care and love so badly. And then, bless God, I get to preach at the homeless mission in Lakeland. in my last five meetings, I haven't had. The Lord has let me lead 51 men to the Lord.
Amen.
And that is so fantastic.
Praise the Lord.
For a man who wasn't going to preach. And then she'll get mad at me, but he has given me a woman that is so fantastic. All the running around all over the world I've done and everything I have changed to and going here and going there, and she has never said anything but God's in charge. And so I thank the Lord for my wife and for what he's let me do.
Amen. Amen. We have somebody else over here. Yes, Ms. Beck.
I would like to thank the Lord, first of all, for my salvation and for my pastor. Amen. And for my church family. And for the early years that I was here, and these ladies are still here, they're still serving God. I thank the Lord, thank them for their faithfulness and how much they have taught me by being an example and me being in different meetings with them. I thank him for the place that he has put me now. At the college, in the library and bookstore. Amen. The ladies that I work with there, I can't thank him enough for those ladies.
Amen.
And I thank you for my faithful friend, Jenny. We have known each other for years and we've been through a lot together. And I thank you for her faithfulness, and I just thank God for all that he has done for me through all the trials that my family has been through. And as Tiffany was singing, I am truly blessed.
Amen. Amen. Somebody else. Raise hand. I see one down here on the back. Mark, why don't you come down to the main floor?
Oh, I got so much to be thankful for.
Amen.
I think everybody knows who I am.
Amen.
But I really enjoy coming up here on Wednesday night and going around and shaking all the hands. And so many of y'all are praying for Pat and myself. It's such a blessing. My health is amazingly good. I'm serious. It's just things I can't do. I can't drive. Good sense. And the doctors and my wife and my daughter here.
Amen.
And same way for my wife, she doesn't drive, so we need to go anywhere. So I call her my spoiler, but I really appreciate this church and you young men, that you preachers. I pray for you and your families probably every day. I've been doing it for years, and it's a blessing to see what the Lord has done with you all, with your churches there in Alabama and the other places, and Tim down at the college.
Amen.
So I just appreciate it. The Lord is so good to me. I mean, you know, I do a lot of exercise and I walk all over the place. I have no pain. I go to the doctor and take care of myself. But that's all what God does. He gets every last bit of credit for it.
Amen.
He says, ask and I shall you receive. So thank you all that pray for me. Just keep it up and pat.
Amen.
So many of y'all I do pray for too. I'm looking so up now. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Hartwig. Got another hand? Someone else tonight? I see one over here.
I'm not only blessed, I'm especially blessed.
Amen.
It's a blessing to even be here this year.
Amen.
God has been beyond good in my life. I'm blessed with this church, my pastor. I'm blessed with a church family that just means so much to me and my family. And I'm here for two reasons: it's God's grace and his people's prayers.
Amen.
That's why I'm here today. And
Amen.
I am so thankful for everyone who has prayed for me. I'm thankful for everyone that has been part of what's gone on in this past year in my life. And I am so thankful. Thank you is almost not even enough. I can't even, my heart isn't big enough to go in there to tell you how much this means to me, what you have done. We serve a great God.
Amen.
And every day, I'm just thankful that I'm here to be able to be with my family. My wife, I appreciate the prayers for her. She had to endure a lot. I'm thankful for my family. Colin and Leah had to take care of Camille for almost 10 weeks. I'm thankful for that. And I'm thankful for the reaction I've gotten from all the people in being here. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord chose me to go through this ordeal and no one else. And I'm thankful for that, because it would be hard for me to watch someone else go through what I went through. But it's been a blessing, and every one of you is very special in my heart, and I pray for everyone every day. It's great to see Brother Wally,
amen,
who I was in the hospital, I was praying for, and Brother Harvey, which I'm always praying for, and,
amen,
and there's just so many people in here that as they go through these things, I spend a lot of time praying. And Dr. Herring was a big influence in my life, and he was one that always, I had the fortune of, Anita and I got to see him the Thursday before he passed, and they said in the hospital, they always ask him why he wasn't watching TV, and he said he had too many people to pray for.
Amen.
And when I was in the hospital, they always would ask me, why aren't you watching TV? I said, there's too many people to pray for.
Amen.
So thank you very much, and I'm especially blessed this year.
Amen. Amen. We have another one right there. Amen. Ms. Casera.
Yes, I'm thankful for my salvation and my husband and my son and my family. And I just want to say that just a huge blessing for me right now is just all the ministries that I'm involved in this church. Not every church has ministries that you can work in. I'm involved in the bus ministry, the kids club when that's in session, the 3 and 4 year olds class, which is the best class ever. And the newest part of the ministry I'm in is a cake ministry, and I just appreciate all the ministries I can get involved in.
Amen. Somebody else? I see a hand over here. Brother Williams.
All right. I'll take you back 65 years. You talk about God's protection. I was 5 years old, and 71 years later, I'm here. Everybody knows if you take a car, open the gas lid or gas cap at 5 years old and take a match and look, because I wanted to know what was down in there. And this happened. I took the match. You talk about God's providence and God's protection. And I held it up there and looked down there, and all of a sudden a flame of fire come, and I slammed that thing. Never did explode. I ran like the devil was after me. But you talk about another time also, a few years before that, my youngest brother at also, or is afterwards, 5 years old, from a fall 15 feet up, it killed him. I strike a match and nothing happened. My other brother was sent to Vietnam at 20 years old and he died. I was sent to Korea for 14 months and did not know why, but I lived. And so here I am tonight, as God says, you know, God's protection, and 71 years later, from New Jersey to Florida, can never imagine it, but in God's grace. Amen.
Amen. Amen, brother. Praise the Lord. I see a hand right here in the back.
I want to thank God that 21 years ago in this church, I got saved through that Spanish church.
Amen.
And I want to thank him also that around May, my sister got kidnapped in Mexico, and through prayers as a church, as one body of Christ, all of us praying for her, God opened the doors for her to be alive still at this day. And I just want to thank God for all your prayers and for all of us being as one body, and thanking God for all his blessings, his mercies, and his goodness. He's truly very, very merciful unto us and very good. And I just want to thank him and thank him also for my children and my home. I have been blessed, and I just want to thank God.
Amen. We have time for a couple more. If someone else has another testimony. I see one in the balcony over here on the left. Mark's running. Take your time. You'll lose weight. Nothing to you.
I just wanted to give everyone an update. I know everybody tells me that they continue to pray for me, and that means a whole lot once people tell you that, because your name goes before the throne of God, and
Amen.
That's just the best feeling in the world. So I want to continue to thank all of you for your prayers. But an update on my house. We had a fire a few months back, as most of you know, and a lot of you don't know the updates, but finally got the permits, and that was a big thing. And starting Friday, Jeremiah is going to be able to work on the roof, and that's big. We have the electric all in. So some of the major things are either done or getting started. We'll still have AC and plumbing to worry about, but one thing at a time, and it's all just been done in God's timing. But I do want to thank you for all your gifts and all your prayers, and just wanted to give you an update because I know a lot of you don't know the updates. I also am very thankful that I was saved when I was 5, and that is my biggest blessing.
Amen.
I'm so glad that I live in a Christian family. My sisters are saved. My mom and dad are saved. Almost everyone I know is saved.
Amen.
I have 7 children, and they've all made professions. And now I have 5 grandchildren, and they all live in Christian homes. That peace is just surpasses any tragedies that ever could happen. I am just so blessed, and I'm so blessed to be in this church.
Amen. Maybe one more tonight. Someone else? See one right back here.
I'm just a visitor here tonight, but if I can do this. It's about, I guess 5 years ago, we moved here to Florida from Tennessee, and my kids went to a good school up there. And it was just in elementary school, but when we got here and they's getting around the middle school age, you know, they did 1 year in middle school here in the public school, and they didn't have a good year. And well, the next year I homeschooled them through Landmark Baptist Church, and I couldn't handle it, and they couldn't either every day.
Amen.
So I pray the Lord, and the kids would too, and we would pray every day, you know, that they could get into a Christian school, and they didn't want to be at home anymore. And so we prayed every day, and it was about time for Courtney to start 7th grade, and it didn't look like, you know, that they was going to be able to get to go to any Christian school. I was looking for any school. And so I went down and took her to get her 7th grade shot, and it wasn't looking good. And so we kept praying, and so it was 2-3 days before school was to start, and I got a letter in the mail, said to come down to Landmark and come in for an interview for the kids to get a scholarship. And but the Lord just answered our prayers, and I'm just thankful for the school.
Amen.
It's, you know, it's just, I love the school, and I love the church here. I've been visiting a couple times this month, but I'm just thankful for the Lord.
Amen. Amen. We'll take one more right over here, Brother Messersmith. Be our last one tonight.
Well, I'm thankful for the finished work of Calvary, that, you know,
Amen.
Jesus Christ's work on Calvary. you know, if it hadn't have been for that, the disease that I have, the sin disease, would never have been cured. And I accepted salvation, I think, as a child, but I renewed that in about 1991 and been trying to follow the Lord ever since. Also thankful for this church. I'm thankful for the Pastor Carter and the church family that we've found here. When we've been here, came here in 2004 to study, and the Lord just has never let us leave. So he's just still got a work for us to do here. Thankful for this country that we live in. And we got to, you know, we complain about what's going on in this country and everything else, but we do have the right to work against it, and we also have the right to spread the gospel. And the biggest blessing I have is to be able to go out and knock doors and talk to people and witness to people about Jesus Christ. Also thankful for my wife, and she's been my companion and my love, and for the last, we're going to be 52 years in that next spring. We met in college. I was acting like a lost man, which I don't think I was, but I was sure acting like one. And she's put up with me. She was saved, and the Lord has blessed me through her tremendously. So, this country, just thankful. You know, I've talked about, where would you go if this country went bad? Where would you go? There's not another one in the world that we would have anywhere near the freedom we have here. And I'm just very thankful for being here, and thankful for you, Brother Parson, what you're doing with the college students, and all these people that I've seen over the last 12 years come through here. I'm thankful for them. I've got a lot of friends out now on mission fields and different places that I pray for, and I'm thankful for them. And they're doing a work through this, from their studies here and through this church, and just thankful for that. I guess that's all.
Amen. If you stand tonight, I just want to say I'm thankful, and I'm thankful for the graduates in our college. And I thought on the way here tonight about all that I'm thankful for, and I got thinking about people that have... I stood in the lobby of our college the other day, and I read the names of people that I've never met that I believe are going on to glory, that gave to be able to have part of that building, and so many people that are just, they're in the cloud of witnesses today that invested in me and are invested in us as a church, and they've gone on to heaven. They've gone on ahead of us, and we still should be thankful for all those things. And you know, in Colossians chapter 3, we're commanded to be thankful. It says, be ye thankful. And we have so much to be thankful for, we ought not have to be commanded to be thankful, but we're an unthankful people, aren't we? And I think that's why our country got in the shape that it was. We get when it gets good on us sometimes, we just get unthankful. And we just have to be careful as a church. We've got it so good. We've got such a great pastor and such a great church family and ministries. And God's blessed us in so many ways. And we just need to be thankful. Amen. And keeps us going, doesn't it? And so many times we let the circumstances of life get us down, and circumstances have nothing to do with being thankful. Not one thing. Amen. Let's pray and be dismissed. I thank you all for your testimonies tonight. I thank you for your preachers being with us tonight, and visitors as well. Hope you come back on Sunday. Our preacher will be here. Amen. You won't have to put up with me. All right. Amen. Let's pray together. Dear Jesus, I thank you for your many blessings. I thank you for this church. I thank you for the ability to be able to just pray that you've sent your son to die on the cross and just take that middle wall of partition down so that I can go boldly to the throne of grace, that he takes a place of that mediator between us and God. And what a blessing it is to be able to pray to a holy and a sinless God and know that our prayers are heard. And dear God, as we each one go home, and I pray you give us safety as we go. I pray you be with all those, including our preacher, that are all spending time with their families and different things at this Thanksgiving time. I pray you'd give them safety, give them a blessed time, and give them some rest to be able to come back and and get back to work for you. I pray, dear God, as we each have our time with our families, that we would be remembrant of all the things that you've done in our lives. And as we sit down to a Thanksgiving turkey, we'd give thanks to an almighty God for the country and for all that we have to give thanks for. Well, thank you for it again. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.